for young people like you, it's been a tough year, hasn't it? Fortunately, there is a light at the end of the tunnel now. But there's something we need to face, and it's this. The scenery as we emerge from the tunnel is going to be very different from the scenery we left behind when we went into the tunnel. What this means is that the employers, the businesses that thrive post-COVID will be the employers, the businesses that prove the most adaptable. And the same is true of young job seekers as well. If you can adapt to the new scenery, you're going to be among the ones whose career is going to thrive. Time to share a story with you. But I leave it to you to decide how to apply it to your situation. There was once a farmer who specialised in rearing chickens and turkeys at Christmas. Free range, of course, and his poultry business was doing very well. Until something happened that hadn't happened for 100 years. The local river burst its banks and almost all his chickens and turkeys drowned. Catastrophe. But the farmer invested in a new flock. The farmer bounced back. But because of climate change, the flooding was no longer an event that happened once every 100 years. As fast as the farmer recovered from the last flood, it happened again. Through no fault of his own, he found himself facing financial ruin. Through no fault of his own, he faced going bankrupt. In desperation, he turned to a business consultant in the hope that the consultant might be able to help him. Now, the consultant was not a farmer. Never had been a farmer, had never reared chickens in his life. Now, how could a man with absolutely no experience of rearing chickens be expected to help? The solution, the consultant said to the farmer, begins with asking the right question. Aha, said the farmer, you want me to think outside the box. No, the consultant replied, let's forget that there is a box. The box does not exist. Now, is there any other kind of bird that might thrive in such wet conditions? Aha. Now, the consultant knew when he asked that question that the farmer knew the answer without being told. Ducks! Exclaimed the farmer. Ducks, of course, and geese. He gave up investing in chickens and turkeys and put his money instead into ducks and geese. When Christmas came round, he was amazed how many people were prepared to pay twice as much for a goose as they would for a turkey. The farmer's business went from strength to strength. Today, his business is thriving. Now, what does that story mean for you?